All right, drum roll as we welcome Christian Mendez to the platform. Okay, Christian Mendez. Okay, someone check in the kitchen. I think he's in the kitchen. He's ready for a drink. Let's go get him. Okay, here he comes. Christian Mendez, put your hands together. Christian Mendez!
I think Gary wanted to trash my talk before I even got started, but no, it was good. So. Well, thanks everyone for coming tonight. Thanks for making the effort to be here, and it's been good so far, yeah? And the youth were really good at doing their drama. I thought it was really, really exciting and very truthful how, you know, we can be caught up in a lot of different ways of thinking about how to get to God and that, but it's fairly simple, and God's made a way through Jesus, so it's really good. And this morning I was really touched by what was said, and I was sort of, when I was trying to prepare the talk, you know, as always you think, you know, what am I going to talk about, and is God really going to, like, use it? And God sort of really helped me to feel a bit more confident tonight, because like, he confirmed it with Heather. When she talked about having hope and trusting in God, and Gary as well. We talked about fear and trust as well. So that was really good. And so what I want to talk about tonight is I want to read, start with not me. I want to talk about recycle, obviously, and. I just want to start with what it means. According to Oxford Dictionary, and it means to return material to a previous stage of psychic process, I think. Convert waste to reusable material. And the adjective recyclable means to reuse and reclaim. Now, that to me sort of like spun me out a bit, because I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. You know, and I thought, you know, that's... like, that's what it means. It means to actually turn a waste product into something useful. And I like to go to the next stage. And you've probably all... go one further, if you don't mind. Keep on going. Until we see Mr. Pratt. You've all heard of Richard Pratt. And he was a... founder of Pratt Industries, which, you know, they run Visiboard, and, you know, like, he passed away just recently, you know, and he's a billionaire, and he was a man who was able to see what others couldn't see. Like, you know, we walk on the street, and for, you know, who knows how long, we would just fill up the tips with rubbish, waste products, and... yeah, he looks happy there. And he was probably made his first couple mil. He saw what we see as waste. He actually saw it as something of value. And he thought, wow, I can turn this into a bottle. I could turn this into a bin, you know. And in other words, other people would just disregard it and just throw it away. So he... because he saw that, because he had that foresight, he was able to turn trash into treasure, and quite well too. He's a multi-billionaire, so he done well. Can we go back to the verse, if that's all right? Yep, I'd just like to read Matthew 25:14-29, and before we do that, I'd like to pray as well. Thank you, Lord, for tonight, Lord. Thank you, God, for the youth and the young adults. Thank you, God, for having us here in your house of worship, God, where we can come and remember you and remember, Lord God, who you are, Lord God, and thank you for who you've made us to be, Lord. And we thank you, God, that tonight, Lord, you can talk through us, God, and turn trash into treasure, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'd like to read from Matthew 25:14 to 29. Again, I'll read. It's a bit long, but I think it's fairly important. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one, he gave 5 talents of money, to another, 2 talents, and to another, 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 talents went on once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 talents brought the other five. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew, that's my phone, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvested where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For anyone who has will be given and more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what he has will be taken from him. Yeah. Next slide. Keep on going. Thanks. Oh, okay. Now, this is a... I don't know if we can relate to this. I certainly can in the last couple of weeks. Actually, this year's been a very trying time for me personally. A few things have happened that have made me feel a little bit like that man. I feel like I've been trashed upon. And, you know, it's easy when you're feeling like that to revert back to the human side and want to throw trash on other people. You know what I mean? And while I'm saying that, I'll just hand this out. Who can I give this to? I'll give one to you. There you go, a little bit of my trash for you. And... there you go. You can hold a bit of my trash as well. And, so it's easy to hand out trash to other people as well. And, you know, because you start getting all these horrible thoughts and it doesn't feel the best when you're there. And you feel alone and, you know, and, you feel like, oh, where's God in this? You know, why am I getting trashed? You start to think, like Pastor Chris was saying this morning, why me? Woe is me. Woe is my situation. You know, why am I copying this? I'm a Christian. I shouldn't be putting up with this kind of mess in my life. And it's easy to even sort of in a way start to trash God. You start to have your thoughts against God. Well, why are you allowing this? You know, you're supposed to be my God, you know. And but it goes back to what Mr. Pratt, you got to apply God's way of looking at things, and God can see that, and he can use that to recycle it. You know, God uses sometimes hardship in your life, as hard as it is, to make you a better person, make you grow as well. We are Grow Church, and I think that, you know, changing the names, probably God's going to challenge us individually as well. and it's not easy to grow. Like, and it's I found it hard. I wanted to revert to my way of thinking. I wanted to do it my way, you know. But God's way is the best way. As hard as it is, you know, we need to hand our trash to God, and you can put that trash in a recycle bin whenever you like, and you don't need to hang on to it. You know, like you can, anytime you feel, sometimes it's embarrassing to come up with your trash and hand it over to God. You know, sometimes we're a bit proud and we think, hang on, I can handle this. There's another way. I don't need to put up with this. You know what I mean? Pride is a hard thing, and, you know, I've had to deal with a bit of pride myself. And God can do wonderful things, you know. So, next slide. So this is in Matthew 12:20-21. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out, till he leads justice to victory. In his name the nations will put their home. This is like being a bit, this is what I felt God's been doing with me lately. Like, you know, like I've been a little bit smoking flax, which means like it just, your fire sometimes feels a bit extinguished, but you know God's still there. There's a, and God won't crush you. God won't say, oh, good, you know, I'm enjoying you suffering, or I'm enjoying you feeling down, because I'm generally a happy person, you know. I like being happy and or joyful. And But sometimes, you know, the trash, other people might say things to you that they don't mean to, and you might be having a thought, and they might put a bit of trash on you, you know, like at school maybe. You know, kids might stir you up, make you feel like you're not worth much. Or even at work, you know, like work is very political sometimes, and people, you know, do the wrong thing by you, or, you know, you get these thoughts like, oh, why are they doing this for, you know? You know, because I know I'm a Christian, you know, I got to put up with it. Or, you know, say, you feel a bit trashy, you know, you feel like, mate, and you feel like giving them trash back, you know, and it's that, but that's not God's way. God's way is, you know, bless those who curse you, you know, and be nice, even though it doesn't feel like being nice. And, can we go to the next verse? And this morning, Heather really, like, touched me. Like, Heather spoke about hope. And this is, I put this together before that, and I thought, wow, thank God, you know, like, and, you know, God really can give you hope. And, you know, I think God really makes you grow through things. And, and God is he's able to recycle things. He's like the Pratt of heaven, you know. We just need to get our garbage and bring it to him. And like Pastor Chris said this morning, like really hand it over. Don't just hand a little bit out of the bag and keep the rest. We need to bag it all up and really take it there. And if we do that, then God... when it comes out of the bag. And God is able to recycle things and make them useful. No, take that one. There you go. That's for the garbage. There you go, brother. Have a pen. There you go. You're welcome. There you go. Yeah. So, tonight, like, if you're feeling like, you know, you're feeling a bit like you got a bit of trash, people like probably giving you a bit of trouble, or maybe you know that there's a bit of sin in your life, you know, God can see everything. God can see us as we are. And sometimes even when we're with, sometimes if you're feeling pretty good with God, you might see someone else in the street. Like I see, people that are sort of, they're obviously in need, and you can easily like look at them and think, ugh, I'm not going to hang out with that person. I'm not saying go and hang out with people that have got real issues, but all I'm saying is, you know, if God tells you to go talk to someone, don't reject them. Don't think, God, they're too trashy for me. Because at one point in my life, I was a little bit, I had a lot of issues, and I remember a lot of Christians coming up to me and I would reject them. But God ended up recycling me and turning me into a Christian. So, I'm encouraging that you go out there and witness, and nothing comes back void. Even when I was a little child, people would take me into their home and pray for me and bless me and things like that. God always does something. So, next slide. So I'll read this verse as well, Romans 12:1-2. It says, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will know, and then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. So, I think that tonight we can rejoice in God knowing that whatever we're going through, God, like Pratt, he's like the Pratt of heaven, he can look down and he can actually turn our bad into good. So, that's about it. All right.